I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Egypt is still in turmoil. The interim government just extended the state of emergency for another 2 months. Meanwhile, Open Doors' David Curry says followers of Christ are faced with a Muslim Brotherhood ultimatum in the city of Dalga. Convert, pay a tax, or die.
We're talking about real money in terms of the Egyptian lifestyle. And so it may be that essentially a person is made to choose between holding on to their faith and being martyred for their faith.
Islamists took over 2 weeks ago. Please pray for the believers who are staying behind. People are coming to Christ.
When people are introduced to Jesus, there's peace. There's life there.
Next, life is rough for kids in Zambia. A third of them lose one or both parents before they reach 18. Thousands are living and working on the streets. Greg Yoder of Christian World Outreach says they help young men get off the streets and back into school. More importantly, they introduce the boys to Christ.
A lot of them have become Christians. They've come and asked, hey, you share Jesus with us. How can we share that with someone else? Some of the young men who started in a program years ago, they're the older nephews, and they are actually ministering to younger boys.
And a ministry spent Saturday night celebrating their legacy, looking to the future with hope. Wes Stafford led Compassion International for 20 years as president and CEO. He celebrated his retirement this weekend with Compassion staff and current president Santiago Mayado. The event was streamed live online so donors and child sponsors could join in too. Pray for Stafford and his wife as they transition into a new phase of life. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD, Storytelling Success in India. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.